Hey, you got time to work out?
Thought you'd never ask. I'll meet you in the erg room in 5. Thanks for tuning in to the Concept 2 Workout Podcast as the flywheel spins. Our head trainer, Katie, has got your workout covered for today using 1, 2, or all 3 Concept 2 machines. Basic understanding of rowing, skiing, and cycling movements are helpful before you participate. If you're just getting started, check out our technique videos at concept2.com. We ask that you read our liability disclaimer posted in our show notes and consult your physician before engaging in any physical activity.
Hey gang, Katie here. We are deep into season 2 of As the Flywheel Spins, and I am loving bringing you workouts on all 3 of the Concept 2 machines. I hope you're having fun as well. Remember, I do love hearing from you and would love to send you some Concept 2 swag for tuning in. Write to me at info@concept2.com and tell me your story. Today, you're in for a treat on the bike erg. I'm pretty sure this is our longest episode, and to date, this is definitely my favorite workout. This is workout 39, called Superpowers Activate. The only thing I'll reveal is there are 7 6-minute intervals with 2 minutes rest in between. This is not your average workout, and you'll definitely find the superhero inside of you. Welcome to another episode of As the Flywheel Spins. My name is Katie, and we are back on the bike erg. With me today, I have 2 friends and employees of Concept 2, so I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, it's Meredith Brayland in the marketing department.
Welcome, Meredith. And?
Hey, I'm Tom Watrous. I work in purchasing and supply chain. I buy things, and I make sure they get here.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome to your workout. So today we have 7 6-minute intervals. That's from start to finish. We're doing 7 6-minute intervals. We're gonna take our warm up in that first 6-minute interval. We're gonna start with that and we'll build this workout as we go. We're gonna start off with the damper down at 1. We'll move it there if it's not there already. And let's do this. Let's program our monitor first. So let's go menu. Select workout, new workout, intervals time. Our work time today is going to be 6 minutes long. After every 6-minute segment, we will have 2 minutes to prepare for the next segment. Press the check mark. Our first segment today will be our warm-up. We are going to do 6 rounds of 30 seconds working in I call it like building watts sort of way. So 30 seconds of effort, 30 seconds easy. Over those 6 minutes, I want you to build in your power. So there's 2 ways today that you can build your power as we go. One would be to increase your cadence as you go along or spinning your legs faster. The other option to add resistance to your work would be to change the damper. So right now it's all the way down at 1. We'll start there. You make adjustments as you see fit. And we ready to go?
Is one better than the other, or is it all about cardio versus strength?
Oh,
whatever works for you.
It really is whatever you're wanting to get out of your workout. If you want to go and train your legs for speed, then I would say keep your damper set where it is. And today, as you add power, just try and get those legs to move faster. If you're working more strength-based, you're essentially going to add that challenge to the power behind each cycle. And so your cadence might remain the same, but your power output is going to need to increase in order to maintain that same RPMs, because it's gonna work the flywheel a little bit differently, okay? So let's start off and we'll just roll into this nice and easy here. Starting at the damper setting, 1, ready all, 5. Here we go, nice and easy. Good, we start off. And as we get comfortable here these first 30 seconds, maybe take a look at the RPM range of somewhere between 70 and 80 right now. 70 and 80. Remember, we're flip-flopping between power and easy. So right here, let's take it back down. So nice and easy, somewhere down low. And you have the option here. At the 5-minute mark, you have the choice. You can choose to increase your RPMs, or you can take your damper up a notch. We're gonna make a move 6 times. So here we go, first one in. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Make a change, either add to your RPMs or change that damper setting. Either way, it's a step up in power. Ease it off. Nice.
Katie, I noticed that we all tend to sit up a bit on the cooler, lighter part. What do you think about positioning?
When we're sitting up tall, just
yeah.
Resting, just opening up my lung space and breathing, because I'm getting ready to work. 3, 2, 1, take a step up. And back it off. Good. A nice target range for you as we're adding power or changing your damper, adding speed, is to look for a cadence of somewhere between 80 and 90 RPMs. Here we go. 3, 2, and 1, pick it up. Legs like to slow down here. Anyone up for a damper change on this next one?
Yeah, I might give it a try.
All right. You're staying still. Let's do it. In 10 seconds. Make your move in 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Warming those legs up. Building watts. Three, two, one, back it off. Great. One more round here. Let's go for quick legs on this one. Okay. Quick legs in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 30 seconds. Quick legs. Thank you. 2, and 1. Nice and easy. Good job. We'll have 2 minutes of rest. Once we hit that 0, during our rest 2 minutes, you have the freedom to choose what you'd like to do. You can keep riding. It shouldn't be a powerful ride during the 2 minutes, but just something nice and easy. Or you can completely get off the machine, grab a drink of water, stretch, prepare yourself for the workout that's just ahead. Okay, in 2 minutes, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We've got 6 minutes that we're gonna split up into 2 3-minute pieces. The first 3 minutes, our focus is on a 70 RPM, okay? Our cadence is at 70. That 70 for 3 minutes should feel easy on our RPE scale. I want it to feel somewhere between a 5 and a 6, where 10 is the hardest that you've ever worked. 1 is just resting completely, okay? We're gonna take those first 3 minutes at a 70, consistent effort. Your second 3-minute segment, we're gonna try and achieve the highest average watt number we can through those 3 minutes, okay? So we're just gonna try and keep that average wattage that can be displayed on your screen right now, nice and high, growing higher as you go, okay? Cool.
So we're not hitting the highest average watt just once, we're trying to maintain it for those 3 minutes.
That's right, the highest that you can maintain for 3 minutes in a consistent way. So we kind of stay easy, steady for 3 minutes, and then we bump it up to the highest we can sustain for 3 minutes, okay? I'll explain what's after that next. Let's focus on these 6 minutes here. Right now I want you to find damper setting that supports a nice easy 70 RPMs. Let's get started in 3, 2, 1. Hit 70 and feel comfortable there. Comfortable like you can ride for a long time. Breathe, relax your shoulders, soften the elbows, nice light grip on the handlebar. And just a nice smooth effort through both legs, completing that circle all the way around. Nice. If you can dial in that 70 and you're looking at watts, that's the unit that you're looking at, you'll note that 70 matches up to a certain wattage, right? As you pedal faster, the wattage is going to go up, okay? Good. Now remember, there are 2 ways that we can increase our resistance. We can increase our cadence, or RPMs, or we can reach down and adjust the damper. But remember, we want a nice, consistent effort through the next 3 minutes, or the final 3 minutes of this 6-minute interval. So if you decide to raise that damper setting, I want you to stabilize your RPMs throughout those 3 minutes. If you choose to increase your cadence, you're holding on to that cadence for the entire 3 minutes. Your choice. Thank you. Nice job. Anticipate what's gonna happen next. You have 30 seconds to do so. Coming up on that 3 minute mark. We're gonna ask ourselves to work hard for 3 minutes. Steady. Decide how you're increasing in 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Increase cadence or increase that damper setting. We're on for 3 minutes. Focus, 1 minute down, 2 minutes to go. Steady effort here. We're locked into an RPM cadence. Maintain it. Give me 90. More seconds after that, we can rest. 90 seconds. Good work, good work. 40 seconds. Easy riding. Remember, this is up to you now. What are you gonna do here with these 2 minutes? Flush those legs out, moving them slow. If you increased your resistance by changing your damper setting, go ahead and drop it back down. Riding easy. Okay. Next segment, entirely different, okay? We have in 6 minutes, we have 8 rounds. We're gonna spend 30 seconds as a superpower. Whatever that means to you, superpower, meaning super powerful, okay? Maybe that's really fast, maybe that's really hard, maybe high damper setting, really hard. Whatever it is, max power output. 15 seconds to take it easy. Air quotes, recovery, but it's just 15 seconds. We're doing that 8 times, okay?
Do you want our superpower within each segment?
To be
the same, so we've got 8 rounds in this 3 minute block.
Yeah.
If we increase the damper to Should we do that for each one?
Should we try and match it? I think the first one will be our test. After that, I think the goal will be to match it, okay? We'll do one, we'll reassess quickly, and then we'll match the rest of them. How's that? Okay? In 10 seconds, we begin. We start off with that 30-second power, superpower, that is. 3, 2, and 1. Go for that superpower. 30 seconds. Easy. Good. Short recovery. Yeah.
Yeah, I did have a chunk.
Reassess. 3, 2, go. Here. Push it. Easy. Nice. Short recovery. Three, two, one. Pick it up. Superpower. Easy. Good. Show me those superpowers in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Bring me speed here. 3, 2, 1, go. Push, push, push. Great. We have 3 more. 3, 2, 1, go. 30 seconds. Job. Ready, and 3, 2, One. Go. Rest. Down to our last one. Three, two, one, go. Pick it up now. Final one, lots of rest after this. Fifteen more seconds, come on. Three, two, one. Rest. Good. Pedal through these last, 7 seconds. Then we take our 2 minute rest. Awesome. Breather. Cool.
Coach, this one hurts, eh?
A little bit of hurt on ourselves. A little bit of hurt. Okay, so that full round was educational.
True.
Informative, okay? I wanted to inform your next 2 times of going through that, okay? So that was our test run. We're gonna start back at the top. 3 minutes, easy at 70, followed by 3 minutes at the highest average watts we're able to hold, okay?
About a minute into the highest average watts, I realized I bit off too much.
Yeah, I feel like
you got that far?
All through that, I was like, should I try changing the damper? That's like a huge suck factor. Meaning like changing that damper sucks a whole lot of energy out of you, right? Each pedal stroke. So then I was like, okay, can I reach the same wattage by going faster? And I believe I did to a certain extent. So that's informative for me to take to the next time we approach those superpowers. But for now, in 30 seconds, we're gonna ride easy at a 70 RPM for 3 minutes, followed by another 3 minutes. You can either bump up the damper or go a little faster with your pedal stroke. We're gonna hold that for 3 minutes. You're loving it, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Suddenly 3 minutes at a 70 is sounding like a great way to start the night.
Ready, we're on. Very nice. At a 70. Nice and easy. You got something underneath your feet. A little bit of resistance to make you certain that you are working, but it's manageable right now.
Sweat hitting the mat, using kind of like an ink blot test. I see pizza, folks. Is that okay?
Oh, pizza.
Sweating out.
This is your recovery ride, really. Right? Steady effort. You're feeling good. This is your 5 on your RPE scale. Okay. Good. We have another minute at our 5 on that RPE rating scale. At the 3-minute mark, we're gonna try and tap into our 7 on our RPE scale. Okay, we have room to bump up, but significant increase in power. We're gonna try and maintain that for 3 minutes. Take a look at your cadence. Set yourself a target. Or get ready to change that damper. We're doing it in 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Kick it up a notch. You've got this. Find your 7. Switch your grip. Have you been hanging out in one hand position for a long time? If you have, change it up. Find that strength through your middle. Hone in on that cadence. Give me 1 more minute here. Steady power. Push through all the way to the end. That's it. 3, 2, 1. Ease off. Nice job. Ride it out. Grab yourself a drink of water. I believe that we should call this next segment Superheroes. Don't you feel like a superhero going into these 30-second superpowers?
So happy you called that, because it really does help mentally.
Yeah, that's right.
So like, if I was left to my own devices, I'd call it like old man push. So superhero,
much better.
I think we're superheroes.
I was thinking I just need a cape.
There you go. We got this. So.
Sorry, I interrupted. Okay, do you have any podcasts where you go over positioning? I ask because my hands constantly fall asleep. On the bike?
Yeah.
I was just wondering what I can reference back to.
Well, we do have a bike basics episode coming out in the next week or two.
Oh, awesome.
But you can reference the bike basics episode. But know that changing the handle height, the handlebar height, might be helpful for you. Raise it up just a little bit. There you go. Okay, approaching our superhero segment. Same thing as before, 8 rounds, 30 seconds of superpower, 15 seconds easy. Decide now how you're going to increase your resistance. Are you adding cadence speed? Are you changing that damper setting?
Let's do both, Katie.
Let's do it, or both, that's right. 3, 2, 1, here we go. First round, 30 seconds. Ease back. Great.
Tom, you doing me smarter this time around?
Of course not. I got this.
3, 2, 1, here we go. Turn it on. Turn it off. Great. Breathe. 3, 2, 1, back up. You are made of power. It off. Focus. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Back it off. Stick with me here. 3, 2, 1, back up. Super power. It off. we go. Work it now. 3, 2, 1. Go deep. One more. That's it. Lots of rest after this one. Make it happen. 3, 2, 1. Go for it. 30 seconds. Take it down. Ride out at least 15 seconds. Awesome. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Pedal slow, hop off, grab a drink of water, whatever you need. Fantastic. So, hopefully that round, consider one round the 3x3 or the 2x3, and then the 8 rounds of 30 seconds on. That's one round. We just did a second round. Hopefully that round was a little more, felt a little more you in control.
Go on.
Possibly. We're gonna do it one more time. Okay? Yeah, we're going in there. We've been inside the pain cave.
Sure.
We've peeked around in there.
A lot of fun, thanks.
You're welcome.
The first round, the 30 seconds to me felt impossibly long. And the second round, the 15 seconds just seemed short.
Well, maybe now both will feel nice and short.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the second round of 30 hard, 15 easy, it did feel more in control.
Good.
I felt a lot more dialed in, so
yes.
Yeah. We'll see how this one goes.
That's right.
I think I know what I'm capable of, and I feel like in my last round, I'll be able to push it just a bit.
Cool. Not too early, though.
Not too early, just that last 3 minutes.
That's right.
We have quite a few minutes before we get there.
All right, so we're looking ahead. We go 3 minutes at a 70. Nice and easy. We can start pedaling. Our timer starts in 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Bring it up to 70. Easy riding. Enjoy it. 70 RPMs. You'll see that in the bottom left-hand corner, top right-hand corner, depending on which screen you've got on your monitor. Beautiful. Breathe.
What data are you looking at when you do these intervals? Mostly RPM, or do you glance also at your power output.
I totally look at the power output. But I know that the power output and my RPMs are connected directly. So it just depends on what I want to be distracted by.
Nice little ride on a rail trail or a trail, doing an errand or a commute.
Yeah, just nice and easy. Like out for a stroll with a purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
Heading towards my workout.
That's right. Okay, also know that this is the final time we're going to interact with these two segments. Okay, so you need to own them. Make them yours. We have one more minute here at our 70. Relax the shoulders away from your ears, soft bend in the elbows, and try not to lean on your hands. Use that core strength. And make sure you're adjusting your grip every so often. Hold on to that variety. We've got 30 more seconds here. Let's add some power in 3, 2, 1. Very good. Meet that challenge. Great job, stay in the zone. Good. This effort, this is your base, your foundation. Steady power. More seconds here. Stay on it. 20 seconds. All the way through, 10 more seconds. Three, two, one. Take it easy. 2 minutes. 2 minutes prep time. Nice job. Oh, for the fall team challenge.
Yeah. We have to do this again for the holiday challenge.
There you go.
We're subtly ticking away in the background.
All right, we have just over a minute. Ahead of us, we have our final 6 minute effort. We know what it entails. We're gonna put on our superhero capes again. Lock it on.
I don't know if it's better or worse that we know what's ahead on this one.
No doubt. But we do have superpower. We've tapped into it before. 30 seconds. We start with that superpower. Big breath. 10 seconds. Make it happen in 3, 2, and one, here we go, 30 seconds of power. Building speed. The countdown begins. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Up for power. Own your strength right here. One, take it down. Breathe. 3, 2, 1, back up. This is your on switch. Turn it off. Great. Focus. 3, 2, 1, go. Push all the way around. way. Yes. Four more.
Count. Here we go.
Three, two, one. Push. Superpower. Take it down. Great. Three, two, one, back up. Go there. Come on. Right around the corner. Three, two, one. Take it down. Yep.
Close mask. Two more.
You got it. Come on. Three, two, one, go. Push. Come on, let's see what we're capable of. One more.
Last one.
Come on.
Leave it out there. First happened for you. It'll happen to you.
Come on.
We got it. We're all in it. Roll that down. Roll that down.
Three.
Four.
Two. One. Go. All the way through. All the way through. 15 seconds. Push. Three, two, one, and rest. Right out these 15 seconds. Yeah. I want you to ride for 2 minutes. Ride for 2 minutes after this. Right here, nice and easy. Drinks of water are good. Movement is good. You don't feel like riding. Walk around. Great option. Whatever you do, just put yourself in a position where your lungs have room to breathe. Impressive, you superheroes.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome. So, take some time, stretch. Do a little recovery ride or a recovery walk around. We are going to leave you now, but please take care of yourself. Drink a lot of water. We just worked out for a long time. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.
Thanks, Meredith. Thanks, Katie.
Let's go, team.